A small, dilapidated green home on La Crosse's north side has sat empty for 2 years. Officials from Southwest Wisconsin nonprofit Cooley Cap recently found out they'd received $40,000 to bring down this and three other blighted homes. The money comes from the National Mortgage Settlement, which stems from foreclosure abuse and fraud by five major banks. Wisconsin received a part of that settlement, and $1 million is going towards eliminating blighted homes. Cooley Cap Community Development Coordinator Todd Mandel says they're working with the city to bring down 13 blighted homes. With the new funding, they'll be able to take down one more. It's a small solution to what he calls a major problem.
But it's still 14 houses out of how many, right? Out of more than almost 1,000. But if you take the long-term view, it took us 200 years as a community to kind of get to where things are at, and we're not going to get out of it in a year. It's a 10-year odyssey or a 15-year odyssey.
Mandel says removing the homes helps improve surrounding property values. He says it also restores neighborhood pride and hopefully encourages investment.
You know, I can go ahead and re-roof my house, or I can go ahead and re-side my house, or I can go ahead and put on that deck because I can sit on my deck and I don't have to look at that eyesore next to me anymore. I can put on a deck and enjoy my neighbors rather than, you know, be afraid of what's going to come there.
10 cities received funding to tear down the blighted properties, with Milwaukee receiving the majority. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.